This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How you been, Krabby?
I was great until they said I was from Philadelphia, and I'm pretty sure my ratings went down. In
Listen, let's just get that gloating right out of the way right here, man. Jesus criminy.
You know what? And I got to be honest with you. It had nothing to do with football. Patrick Mahomes and his wife went to a pizza parlor in Philadelphia and ordered pineapple on their pizza. That's why that happened.
Is that right?
I'm just saying right now.
You grew up in a hard part of Philly. Because, dude, Philly is no punk. For those who don't know, Philly is a hard place on the wrong side, man.
Yeah, it was, you know what, though, dude? Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I had, like, such an, like, in some ways, a really awesome childhood. It was like, you know, we drank from hoses, we went under the fire hydrants in the summer, you know, and yeah, it was like, never went to school. If I wanted a bike, I just stole one, and that was it, you know.
Well, dude, that's the running joke, man. Raised on hose water and neglect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, talk about getting you ready for the real world. Hell, you were what, 17 or 18 when you were up on that, they were going to jam you up with a Murder One charge.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I think I was like 15.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, that was interesting. That was when I realized the guy that I had been torturing for the last 5 years was a serial killer. And, yeah, that was kind of eye-opening, because I realized at that point, at any given day, he could have probably snuck into the back of my... He literally lived right behind me.
It's crazy.
On the next street back. So he could have just walked right through my yard, in my back door, and just killed everybody in our house. So
yeah.
That was a close call.
Dude, this book...
But I got in trouble for beating his son up, and then they found his son murdered, like, I don't know, a couple weeks later, a month later, and then it was like all eyes on me because I was the last one to get into a fist fight with him.
Yeah, and then they hung it over your head, and you had no way. I mean, hell, you're not rich. You don't have money for a lawyer. And that case stayed open for like what, like a year, something crazy?
It was close to a year.
Yeah.
Like they kept, there was really nothing. You know, I was honest with him. My mom was sitting at the police station with me just freaking out, but, you know, they didn't have anything.
No, of course.
And it just, you know, oh, yeah, okay, well, the kid got into a fist fight with him like a month ago. But they just kept coming back Because the last thing, you know, when you're a kid, you don't think about it. You're like, man, if you ever come back on my street again, I'll kill you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's kind of what went down. And then they found the kid murdered, like, I don't know, 3 weeks later, a month later. So it was like kind of, I would say, you know, the better part of a year, they kept coming back to my house and asking me more questions. And, you know, and I was like, I was kind of sweating bullets there for a minute there,
sure.
Buddy.
Hey, listen, innocent people go to jail all the time. If you don't got the money to get yourself out and they decide that so you got some headstrong cop wants to close it. And again, these are all, by the way, that's in the first 50 pages, I think, of the book. Like, you get through this book, and I was going through it again last night, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. But the stories of that, to Hollywood, Angora, to The Scream, to getting your first record deal, to going into Motley Crue, to losing that crazy-ass gig, and you know, everything that came along after it, from, you know, Union and putting out that great music with that. And then now all the way to the Dead Daisies, I look at that and I go, man, he found his real home. He found your place. And I remember when you walked away for a minute, man, from Dead Daisies. But this is where you were always meant to be, man. The band is firing on all cylinders. It's real. It's got real chemistry. It's a great band.
You know what? And we've honestly, Johnny, you know this. Like, I think more than anything, it's about getting along with the people that you're traveling all the time with.
Yeah.
And we, even when we're home, we're kind of sending each other funny memes and calling each other like, hey, how you doing? Like, what's going on? How's your wife? You know? So the coolest thing, I've known Doug Aldridge since he was 16 or 17 years old. He's another Philly boy. I knew him before he even moved to L.A., I've known David now, our guitar player, for 10 years. He's a great guy. In a million years, you'd never, if he walked into a bar, you'd never think anything more than this guy's just like, you know, little rocker at heart. You know, the guy's worth more money than God.
Yeah.
But it deserved. He worked for it. They built up this family business, you know, and then Tommy Clefettos, I've known Tommy forever. I've known Michael Devin forever. Like, Michael and I actually have a joke. I met Michael Devin through my first ex-wife, Valerie. I went over to her house one day, and he was, like, sitting on my couch and wearing my Zeppelin T-shirt, and my ex-wife was smiling from ear to ear.
That's a problem.
And I'm like, who's this guy? Oh, it's my new boyfriend. So I've known Michael forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, we're pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I tell on stage that Michael and I have shared a glass of wine, we've had a glass of whiskey, we may have smoked some substance, and we've shared a woman. So we're brothers from another mother.
But everything you've gone through, man, it all leads up to this. And all of these moments, and I will tell you, I'll go back to the book again, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Man, I want to see a movie made out of it. The Dirt was good. But there's a storyline through this, growing up in Philly, growing up hard, everything you've done, from these great big highs to just the story is you got to keep moving, to being an over-the-road truck guy, to getting back out there and feeling it again, to going out with Rat, to getting out with the Dead Daisies, moving to Nashville, writing songs. You know, you are the perfect example of never quit.
Well, you know what, dude, and that was it. Like, when we first sat down to write the book, you know, I'm gonna have to jump in a minute here too, but when we first did the book, that was the idea. Like, I go, I don't have that typical behind the scenes that VH1 thing. There was, like, not drugs or... It was just about the fact that this is what I want to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I still, to this day, I still sit and go, what do I need to do to, you know, cross that last barrier, you know, so that I become more of a household name? You know what I mean? But it's just about perseverance, not taking no for an answer, and... You know what? The old thing, you know, stuff happens, and you can't let it, you know, can't let it get in your way, man. It's just, you either go around it, under it, over it, whatever.
That's it.
You know, just do what you got to do.
Now listen, man, I know they're going to wrap it, but I know you're heading out to Italy, Denmark, France. I mean, man, careful what you wish for, brother. It may come true, you know? Like it's... I'm happy for you, man. You are, again, the consummate warrior, and I. Man, we got to get caught up.
And you know what? As a side note, I don't mean to cut you off. I love you guys, and I cannot thank you guys enough, because you guys have been there for me since, and maybe even before, but really we got to know each other, like, back in the union days.
Yep.
So I thank you guys truly from the bottom of my heart for all the support. Anytime. I love it. Thank you, brother.
Anytime, man. The great John Corabi. Have a great day, brother. I'll call you.
All right, guys.
See you, man.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.